Happy Friday, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs. It is day 210 of Donald J. Trump's presidency. He has another 1,251 days in his first term.
And I'm Jake Sherman, breaking overnight another terrorist attack in Spain. This time the attack was in Cambrils, a seaside town. The suspects plowed down pedestrians and police in a car and were wearing fake bomb belts.
The story of the day comes from our colleagues John Bresnahan and Rachel Bade, who got their hands on an 8-page memo on how to chauffeur Indiana Republican Todd Rokita around his district. The Indiana Republican is running in one of next year's most competitive Senate races. The juicy details include always empty his trash, always have a hand sanitizer and gum at the ready, and don't bother with unnecessary conversation. The congressman doesn't have time for your chit-chat. Tasks listed in the document, entitled Instructions on Staffing and Driving, District Version, include handing Rokita a cup of black coffee upon picking him up at his home, acting as a physical barrier between him and trackers looking to capture embarrassing footage of the congressman, and avoiding sudden acceleration or braking while driving.
First in Playbook this morning, Democratic ad maker Mark Putnam is out with a new ad for Amy McGrath, the Marine veteran running against Andy Barr in Kentucky. Standing up to Trump is a new theme that Dems are going to try out after Charlottesville. In the ad, McGrath says, quote, "There are times when politicians might have to make a difficult choice. Do you stand with the president or do you stand with the country? Right now is one of those times. Every Republican congressman and senator has to make a choice." End quote. This line of attack could be fruitful for Democrats who are looking to tie Trump to Republican lawmakers. So far, GOP operatives believe that Trump is his own brand apart from the Republican Party. If that changes, it could be a major drag on Republican incumbents in the 2018 midterms.
The tit-for-tat between Trump and Arizona Senator Jeff Flake continues, with Flake penning an op-ed on immigration and pointing directly to words Trump has used. Senator Mitch McConnell also tweeted support for Flake, calling him an excellent senator and a tireless advocate for Arizona and our nation. He has my full support.
Another day, another interview for Steve Bannon, a top White House aide, this time to the Washington Post's Bob Costa. He said the Democrats do not understand Trump and underestimate his appeal. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal is weighing in on whether aides should stay in the White House after all this drama. They say, quote, "Every person has to decide how long he or she can serve in good conscience, but we hope the best stay as long as they can for the good of the country."
So far, it appears there isn't any White House shakeup happening. The Washington Post has a piece up that Gary Cohn is staying put for now, and Annie Carney and Ben White report that while aides have been uncomfortable with Trump's rhetoric, officials said they didn't expect anyone in the West Wing to resign. One area where Trump is going to feel it is the bottom line. The Post is up with a story that three fundraising giants, the American Cancer Society, the Cleveland Clinic, and a group that raises money for Israel's equivalent of the Red Cross, have canceled plans for galas at Mar-a-Lago.
The Washington Post reports an online activist group associated with Anonymous has posted what it says are the contact details for 22 Republican members of Congress. On the world stage, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the administration is closer on setting its strategy for Afghanistan. In more internal drama, though, Foreign Policy reports the Pentagon has forced out a popular spokesman amid drama at the Pentagon. The Pentagon has disinvited traveling press on trips with Mattis.
In the juice, we've got a first in Playbook that more than 250 of Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin's fellow Yale of 1985 classmates have written an open letter calling on him to resign from the White House. And the New York Times' Maggie Haberman reports that James Murdoch sent an email on Thursday to colleagues, clearly illustrating his disapproval of Trump's reaction to Charlottesville and pledging to donate $1 million to the Anti-Defamation League. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.